We have seen about depreciation. We are on chapter number 6, that is profits and gains of business or profession. Up to depreciation, we have already covered it. And now we are going to see in profits and gains of business or profession, certain more sections. Here, there is a section called as section 35, that is deduction in respect of expenses incurred on scientific research. Now, any business organization, any company, any entity who is engaged into business or profession cannot survive in long run unless and until it has got the scientific research facility. Now, what is the meaning of scientific research? Or what are the objects of scientific research? Or what is the rationale of scientific research? The object of scientific research is updation in the product. This is the main object. If my product is outdated, if my product is obsolete, I cannot survive in the market for a long period. I have to keep on constantly update my product. And for that, we must have the research, and that research is termed as a scientific research. Take an example of iPad, Apple computers. It is not that Apple computers has just made one particular mobile phone and that's there away. No. They have to keep it updating. Take the example of laptops. So many varieties, so many types, so many models are coming day in and day out. Why? Because updation is a must of the day, order of the day, because of the globalization. We are not living in the synchronized society. After 1990, we have been attached with the global world, global economy, global trade, global commerce. Unless we update our products, other countries will be able to take them. Or our Indian consumers will be able to import it rather than purchase from the domestic market. So unless updation is there, the domestic market will be wiped off. So, updation is always required in any way, field of the life. If you are not with the present times, if you are not with the current times, you will be thrown out mercilessly. So, scientific research is nothing but the improvement in the product considering the latest demand, latest fashion, latest style of the consumers. And because of updation, there may be savings in electricity or power or fuel saving. But the result of updation is saving in electricity, saving in power, saving in fuel. And the third result of updation is speed. Speed of communication. Internet is available. Now people don't use mails. Emails have gone. They chat over phones. Is it not updation? Now the person who keeps on providing more and more value addition, only that person will survive in the market. And only that person will be able to grab the market. So, any product, any business house has to have
the research, and that research is called as scientific research. It does not mean that you have to sit with the microscope. No. Please don't use the word scientific just only for science related. No. What is the meaning of scientific research? Scientific research has been defined under section 43, subsection 4 of the Income Tax Act. Research or exploration. Exploration in the field of natural or applied sciences. Nature related. It may be related to environment. It may be related to, earth. It may be related to applied sciences such as physics. So, exploration in the field of natural or applied sciences is called as scientific research. It also includes animal husbandry and fisheries also, as well as agriculture. So, my dear friends, scientific research has got a very big scope. Unless scientific research is there, no trade, no industry can survive or sustain the pressure or sustain the change, which is constant, which is regular. So, scientific research is a must. So, the Income Tax Act says, if an organization which is related to a business organization is engaged in the field of trade, commerce or manufacturing, makes the expenses in related to scientific research, which may be a natural or applied science including animal husbandry or fisheries or agriculture, then the amount so spent shall be allowed as a deduction while computing the profits of that firm. That means, very simple, the amount so spent, suppose I spent 2 lakhs rupees for scientific research in my organization. So, this 2 lakhs rupees shall be treated as a deduction while computing the profits. So, my profit will be reduced by 2 lakhs rupees. Now, the question arises that suppose the scientific research is not successful. I carried out a research, but the research is not successful. No problem. Even the research is not successful, that also shall be allowed as a deduction. So, scientific research is nothing but under section 35 will be allowed as a deduction because it is for improvement, it is for updation, it is for a critical review of your product. And I told you, the scientific research is defined under section 43, subsection 4 of the Income Tax Act 1961. Having said so, there are further rules in this particular section 35. Let us understand what are the rules prevailing in section 35, which says that revenue expenditure shall be fully allowed as a deduction while computing the profits. Now, what is the meaning of revenue expenditure? Revenue. Revenue means regular. Revenue means the expenses incurred to earn the revenue. The expenses incurred to earn the revenue is called as revenue expenditure, such as fees paid to the scientists, such as materials used for the scientists. So, fees paid to the scientist or materials purchased for scientific research? Are they not regular? Are they not recurring? Are they not periodical? Are they not consistent? Yes, that's why these are called as revenue expenditure. And revenue expenditure incurred by a business house in scientific research, such as payment of salary to the scientist or purchase of materials to be used for scientific research, shall be fully allowed. No problem. Now my problem is here. Suppose I have started my company on 1/4/2013. This is the year of starting, period of starting. And I'm making a product. Say this is a product. Now this product has been, I have started making from 1/4/2013. But the research for this was carried on from 1/4/2010 itself. That means I have started the research before the commencement of the company, before the commencement of the business. Now, Income Tax Act says that if you have started the business and scientific expenses have been incurred 3 years prior to the commencement of the business, say in 2001/4/2010 to 31/3/2011, I spent 1 lakh rupees on scientific research for paying the salary to the scientist. My dear friends, my company was not in existence at that time. Again, from 1/4/2011 to 31/3/2012, again I spent 2 lakhs rupees. Please understand, my company was still not in existence. And from 12 to 31/3/2013, my company was not in existence. The total amount of 4 lakhs rupees have been incurred before starting the business. On what? On scientific research. Now please understand, the accountancy and the Income Tax Act, they both believe that expenses related to the previous year only shall be allowed under Section 37. So the question arises, shall the deduction of these 4 lakhs rupees be allowed, which have been incurred prior to the date of incorporation of the business? In normal cases, it shall not be allowed. However, this privilege, this facility, this reprieve, this relief, this advantage is given to the expenses incurred on scientific research under Section 35, Subsection 1. If the scientific research expenses have incurred during the year or 3 years prior to the commencement of the business, then also these expenses shall be allowed as a deduction. So please understand. So entire 4 lakhs rupees shall be allowed as a deduction in financial year 31/3/2014, even though it is related to prior years. So can we say that the revenue expenses incurred on scientific research during the previous year or 3 years prior to the date of commencement of the business under Section 35, Subsection 1, it shall be allowed as a deduction? This is how we have to understand. Now let us take another example in scientific research only. It's a very nice section. It's a very interesting section. So let us go again to the scientific research only. Now, suppose I have given, I cannot carry out the research. Say, I am making this, I am processing this water. I cannot carry out the research. I don't have the facility. I don't have the machines. I don't have the power. I don't have the staff. I don't have the expertise to research this product. Now, I come to know that there is a university. Say, University of Mumbai. Now, University of Mumbai has got a division to carry out the research. And university carries out the scientific research on my behalf for my product. And University of Mumbai charges 1 lakh of rupees as a fees for carrying out this scientific research. Mind it well, how much amount actually I have paid? 1 lakh rupees. Now in accountancy, accountancy believes in cost, actual cost. So accountancy will pass the entry, scientific research account debit to cash or bank. How much? 1 lakh rupees. This is the one aspect. But while calculating the taxable income, again students, please understand. This is the accountancy. In the profit and loss account, you will write only to scientific research 1 lakh rupees because it is the actual cost. But while calculating the total income, you know very well, now we are not on accounting profit, we are calculating the total income, and you know very well total income is defined under section 2 subsection 45 of the Income Tax Act. Total income. So while calculating the total business income, you will get the advanced or enhanced or escalated or more deduction to the extent of 175%. That means, suppose my total profits were 9 lakhs rupees, net profits, after calculating the deduction of 1 lakh rupees, income tax will give me, accountancy will give me only 1 lakh rupees, but I will get the deduction of 1,75,000 rupees. I will get weighted deduction, I will get enhanced deduction, I will get more deduction, I will get large deduction. This is called as weighted deduction. If you spend more for scientific research by giving it to the university or by giving it to the national laboratories, which are approved by the central government to carry out the scientific research, you will get not the actual amount as a deduction, but you will get 175% as a deduction. Is it good or bad? Obviously, it is good because you are spending only 1 lakh rupees, but you will get total, against your net profit, you will get 1,75,000 as a deduction. 1 lakh you have already claimed. The balance amount, 75,000, shall also be allowed. So your taxable income will become 8,25,000. This is an advanced deduction, enhanced deduction. So please understand. So if you carry out the scientific research in your organization, then actual amount is allowed as a deduction. But if you carry out the scientific research in a national laboratory, or in any university, which is approved not by the state government, but by the central government, then you will get 175% as deduction. This please you keep in mind. So, why this amount is given? More deduction is given? Because to give the incentives for scientific research that please improve your products. Income Tax Act is a welfare act also. Income Tax Act cannot be treated as an against to the assessee. Income Tax Act favors the economy, helps the assessee to grow because we are attached with the globalization. Income Tax Act cannot be seen as an against to any assessee. Because Income Tax, the main purpose of Income Tax Act is that it is attached with the basic economy of the country. If product will be better, the consumption will be better. If the consumption will be better, exports will be better. Exports will be better. Lot of foreign money will come in the country. If lot of foreign money will come in the country, we will have huge foreign resources. When we will have huge foreign resources, the demand of rupees will go up. When the demand of rupee will go up, the rupee will, what you call it, appreciate. When the rupee will appreciate against the foreign currency, naturally the nation develops. Please understand. So we have to understand all these intricacies. Now, so we have understood that if the research is given to a, what you call it, an association or university or a laboratory or a national laboratory which is approved by, what you call it, central government, then 175% deduction shall be allowed to the assessee. Now, if I manufacture cloth, can I do carry on scientific research in my industry? Yes, why not? If I manufacture furniture, can I do? Yes. Scientific research is not related to medicines, please understand. The scope of scientific research is very big. Now, next point is, what do you call it? If the scientific research is given to a company, suppose a company is there and the company has been getting the scientific research. Company's main object is to carry out the scientific research. It's a company. And the company's main object is to carry out the, say, X Limited. Now, X Limited's main object is to carry out the scientific research. Now, I don't have the facility. I have given this job to the company X Limited to carry out the scientific research on my behalf. And the company has asked 2 lakhs rupees or say 1 lakh of rupees as the fees. And this company has the object of carrying out the scientific research. In that case, I will get not 1 lakh of rupees as a deduction. I will get 125% of the actual amount. That is, I will get the deduction. Actual amount is 1 lakh. But I will get the deduction of 125%. That is, enhanced deduction. So please understand, these are very, very important sections. Section 35.1, Section 35.2, Section 35.2A. These are the very, very important. This is Section 35.2A. Now, third is, if I can give some amount, I want to ask you a question. Suppose I have given 1 lakh of rupees to University of Mumbai to carry out the research on cancer. And I am a businessman. I have nothing to do with this particular disease. My business is cloth manufacturing. But out of humanitarian grounds, I feel that the cancer must be eradicated out of the world. So I give 1 lakh of rupees to Mumbai University to carry out the research in cancer. Shall I get the deduction? Because this amount is spent, no doubt. But it is not for my business. Shall I get the deduction? Yes! If the research work is pertaining to your business or not, if the amount has been given to the national laboratory then you will get the deduction of 175% under section 35, subsection 1, subsection 2 of the Income Tax Act. This you must keep in mind. That's how we proceed further. Now, I want to tell you another thing. Suppose I want to give rupees 1 lakh to a statistical institute, say, which is engaged in statistical work for the country. Shall I get the deduction? Yes. Even you have given the work to the statistical institute, amount has been given, whether it is related to your business or not, still you will get 125% as deduction. Please understand what I want to say. 1 lakh rupees shall be allowed as a deduction while computing your profit, but in income tax, while computing your income, you will get 25,000 rupees extra. So total is 125%. So that is how we have to understand the concept of scientific research. Now, please understand that I have not given the amount to the scientists to carry out the research. I have not purchased material, but I purchased a machine, and this machine is used for scientific research. Say, this is a big air conditioner. And this big air conditioner is of rupees 10 lakhs. This air conditioner is installed in the scientific research. Shall I get the deduction? Because you know very well, in income tax, the most important principle is the capital expenditure is not allowed as a deduction. Capital expenses means asset purchases, addition to the assets. Asset purchases will not be allowed as a deduction. Asset must go in the balance sheet and cannot be the part of profit and loss account. Now here, if I purchased the air conditioner, if I purchased a bus where to transport the scientists, this bus is there, which transports the scientists, exclusively meant for transporting the scientists, and the cost of the bus is 50 lakhs. I can, even it is an asset, but I will get full deduction of rupees 60 lakhs under section 35, subsection 1, subsection 4 of the Income Tax Act. I will get full deduction of what you call it, machines, which is a capital expenditure. Full deduction. Please understand. So can we say the revenue expenses as well as the capital expenses shall be allowed fully as a deduction? And further, revenue expenses of the current year or 3 years prior to the date of commencement of the business, or capital expenses of current year or 3 years prior to the date of commencement shall be allowed as a deduction. So this you must keep in mind. Now, there is a particular section called section 35(2AB). Very simple section. Under section 35(2AB), suppose I am a company, this deduction is exclusively available to the company. And you know what is company? Company is defined under section 2, subsection 17 of the Income Tax Act. If I am a company and I am engaged in the business, specified business of what you call it, making helicopter. I am manufacturing helicopters. I am manufacturing biotechnology. I am manufacturing drugs for ailments. I am indulged in telecommunication. I am engaged in making aeroplanes, manufacturing aeroplanes. I am making indulged in pharmaceuticals. And I am a company. and I spent 10 lakhs rupees for the research, scientific research, shall I get the deduction? The answer is yes. You will get the deduction in accountancy, 10 lakhs rupees will be debited. But in profit and loss account, 10 lakhs rupees will be debited. But while computing the total income under income tax, you will get 200% as deduction. That means your income will be lowered, your taxable income will be lowered by 10 lakhs rupees debited in the profit and loss account. And further 10 lakhs rupees, even if you have not spent, you will get the deduction, and that's why we call it as weighted deduction, more deduction, extra deduction, last deduction, enhanced deduction, balloon deduction, inflated deduction. Is that clear? This is how we understand the concept of scientific research. So scientific research is an expense which shall be allowed as a deduction.